In this webinar, I'd like to investigate and show you an example of delivering outcomes. In our discussion over creating your genius as part of your product, we've covered strategy, expertise, behavior, and articulating problems in previous webinars. I'd like now just to spend some time on delivering outcomes. How do we express that? What exactly are the outcomes that prospective clients and clients are expecting, and how do we go about expressing those so that they mean something and that they immediately recognize, yes, that's what I desire if I'm going to work with you as an outcome of our relationship together. How do we do that? Well, let's have a look at what kind of outcomes there are. There are two main types of outcomes that you need to understand and that you need to be able to communicate to your prospective client. One is intangible and the other one is tangible. It's not complicated. What do we mean by intangible outcomes? And then what exactly do we mean by tangible outcomes? Well, we're going to look at that. But in particular, what's important to recognize is that we'll be talking about outcomes that are generic to the market, and then you need to be able to also discuss with your incoming client specific outcomes that are unique and tailored to their lives and their views and their perspectives on life. So generic and specific outcomes are what you need to learn to communicate, and certainly to learn to understand them and express them in writing and verbally. Let's have a look then at intangible outcomes. What could they mean? Here's the language that you need to recognize is going on inside the mind of the client when they think about what is the result of working with this particular service and company. Peace of mind. People love peace of mind, and that's an outcome of working with you, one would hope, that you so work with them and their money that you deliver to them peace of mind. So that's what happens in their life. That's a condition of their life as a direct result of working with you. Just working down the list very quickly, reliability. They like to feel that if they're working with you, they develop a relationship with you in the medium to long term, that whatever you promise to do, you do, that you keep your promises, you're reliable. They'd like that to develop into a deep trust. This is what clients say to us and to other advisors through surveys that have been conducted in the United States, in Canada, and the UK. These are carefully researched and scientifically conducted surveys over a number of years. These are the consistent intangible outcomes that seem to come out from clients. Genuine, that you're not acting, that you're not trying to sell hard to them, that whatever you ask them to do, you genuinely believe is good for their life, and that whatever you try to say to them to persuade them to do something, you believe is the right thing to do, and that you're not acting, you're not putting on a facade, you're just you, and what they see is what's really going on behind the scenes. They want to feel that working with you, one of the results of working with you, is that they improve their security within their life. Many people are adventurous, but not everybody is, and even though the adventurous likes to feel that there's a foundation, a platform from which they can work and live, that secures them in their money and in their life. Security is important to almost all of us. If we're insecure, particularly financially insecure, it makes life far more stressful, and they don't want that in their life. So as a result of working with you, I'd like to feel that my life is more secure. Next, proactive. I'd like you not to be pushed by me to come up with new ideas and good quality services. I'd like you to be ahead of the game. I'd like you as my advisor to come to me with ideas and thoughts and recommendations and suggestions that would improve the conditions of my life. I'd like to be able to access you or your business. If I'm going to get my questions answered by people within your team, well then perhaps it doesn't matter to me so much that you're not available, that you're in a meeting or that you're on holiday or that you're conducting a seminar somewhere or a workshop, that may not be so important. As long as I can access these solutions from my current, my temporary or even my urgent or seemingly urgent questions and problems. And finally, since I'm working with you as my financial advisor, two of the things I'd love you to do would be to either make me money or save me money or both. I don't want to lose too much money. That's not my objective in working with you. And I'd like to see before I start working our relationship that all of these things on this screen, these intangible, can't quite measure it outcomes, are going to be there. And I need you to so communicate before we meet and during our first meeting, you know what, before you commit financially to working with us, these are things you should expect to happen within your life. That's what we mean by intangible outcomes. You need to be able to do that. That's part of your genius. Then there's the language of tangible outcomes. And I'll pay you much more. Let me just go back to that subheading. I'll pay you much more than I otherwise would if I can see some real tangible outcomes layered on top of the intangible outcomes. What do I mean by that? Well, tangible outcomes need to be measurable. I need to know how many, how much would be improved if I work with you. Could I measure the results of what you've done for me? I need to actually be able to perhaps touch it and feel it. Wouldn't it be wonderful if whatever you did for me, I could see in front of me, could touch and feel it as a benefit? I'll give you an example of this in just a moment. I need it to be external. I need it to not be inside of me. I need it to be outside of me so I can view it and watch it happening and say that I'm pointing to is a result of working with this excellent advisor or financial planner. I need it to be specific. I don't need it to be wishy-washy or woolly. I need it to be concrete and succinct. So those are the four elements of tangible outcomes. Let me give you an example of that in the real working world of a financial planner who I have great regard for. She put together a report for a client which had lots of financial items and results and tabulations. But in the executive summary, here's what she said. Because of the work we're about to do, if you give me the go-ahead and pay my fees, you'll be able to do the following things amongst others. Pay off your mortgage a number of years early, and she was very specific in the number that she communicated to the client. That way you'll have debt away from you, off your shoulders, and you won't have it hanging around your neck. So because of what I'm about to do, you'll be able to pay off your mortgage earlier than you'd hoped, and therefore be able to wind down from the work that causes you much exhaustion and stress much sooner than you had ever hoped. She then said, and as a result of what we're about to do, far sooner than you'd ever dreamed, you're going to be able to buy the stables and the two horses. And she actually expressed the colours of the horses because she'd asked the person, what would you like for yourself and your wife? What would you like to buy her? And two horses was part of the answer. And so she communicated that, she expressed that in the report. And because these things were very measurable for the client, very tangible, they could actually, you could actually touch them, very external, very specific, you could see the client seeing a picture of the result of working with this financial planner. The client loved it, the relationship went ahead, and the client was very excited about starting this long-term relationship with this financial planner, simply because of the way she communicated both intangible and tangible outcomes. So, those are the things that form part of your genius. And in this webinar, we focused entirely upon the fact that you're going to deliver outcomes, you know how to express them, and the client recognizes before they start working with you, when I work with this person, I should expect all these things. That's what I mean by your genius.